Hi, in today's episode, we're going to talk more about overcoming that old pain. We are in the mix of eclipse season right now, and a lot of old stuff is coming up. So how do we move through old pain and trauma when we're not even sure why or how or that it's even there? So in the past, we've talked about overcoming that pain and trauma of childhood, and of course, not just childhood, because pain and trauma follows us every day, all the time, and we accumulate new, and then we let go of the old, and then we might accumulate new. You know, someone said to me, God, I thought I worked through this. Yes, every time we have something that comes up from our history, it doesn't mean we didn't work through it. It doesn't mean we discount all the work we've done. It just means there's more. There's another layer. There's perhaps something that still needs a little bit of shakeup. And this time we're in, we had an eclipse about a week ago. We have another one coming. We are in shakeup time, and it's uncomfortable. You know, when we are dealing with old pain or we don't even know what we're dealing with, we just feel the discomfort, it can really cause us a lot of internal angst. So I want to start with that concept of safety. Because at the end of the day, we all want to feel safe. And hopefully we want to provide safety for those people around us. I was holding a kitten the other day, a tiny little kitten. And that kitten was afraid in my arms. That kitten didn't know me. And I think it's just 6 weeks old. And although I was keeping her safe and very close to my chest, she didn't feel safe. And that got me thinking about all the times we have thought our partner was safe or our child was safe, or we didn't feel safe. But we didn't even know why, and we didn't even know our partner or our child or our animal was safe. Now, when I grew up in the generation that we were taught not to question adults. We didn't question our doctors. We didn't question our priests. We didn't question adults. That was that whole generation. Our parents made us hug people that we didn't necessarily want to hug. That was just the way it was back then. And we didn't always feel safe. No, but we didn't recognize that, of course, or we guess didn't have the verbal skills to put a name to it, maybe. So our parents made us hug people because we had to be nice, because nice was a thing. And how did that mold us to not use our voice? How did that mold us to just continue to blunder through life when we felt like, well, we just have to do it because that's what being nice is, you know, whatever that means to us. Or like making up with our siblings, even when we had not worked through the emotional pain or the distance or the, you know, whatever the fight was with our siblings, we just had to get over it, move on, suck it up. And then as adults, those patterns might keep going, or of course they come out sideways. But it doesn't work anymore, because in order to have a healthy relationship with anybody, we can't run those patterns that are not allowing us to feel connected internally, that are not allowing us to understand, why am I not feeling safe enough to talk here? Whatever that is. Why am I not feeling like I want to ask that person, why are you doing that behavior? Instead of just being mad at the person because they're doing the behavior. But what if we took a moment and stepped back and I wonder why they are doing that behavior? Maybe it's a past pattern. Maybe it's not intentionally to disrespect. Maybe it's just coming out that way because they're afraid to tell the truth. So how can we be there for others? Truly, how can we build healthy relationships when we're not facing the pain of our own fears, our own hurts, our own past patterns? It's really helpful to pause and to check in. Check in as often as we need to. When the chest is tight, or our blood pressure is raised, or we feel like we were socked in the gut, those are times just to pause. Or when we want to go on a verbal rampage or verbally vomit, those are times to just check in a minute, give yourself a break. Check in as often as we need to, instead of the rush, rush, rush we're in. I was talking with someone recently, and he's holding so much together right now for his business. his family of origin, and a lot of the past trauma of childhood is coming out for him, but his whole family. The past trauma is pretty big stuff. And he's angry because he's so busy and his plate is so full. And he's not allowing himself to feel anything but the anger. Why? Because he feels like he needs to be there for everybody. But what is underneath that anger? There's so much pain and hurt because he's putting himself in the center to be there for so many others because his dad maybe dropped the ball. And he holds it together with anger, keeping his chest pushed out. You know, we think it's safer to walk around controlling and be in anger, to stay busy, keep that chest puffed out. I can do it. I can get this done. I can get this done. No, that's one of my patterns for sure. Is it really easier to hold it in and create that boom in the chest where we just keep going? Or is it easier to become deflated and concave? Or what if there's a between? What if we can learn to let it out in healthy ways? Be vulnerable in healthy ways. Pause. Do more emotional and spiritual self-care. We can be riding a bike or getting on the treadmill or using our weights, eating healthy, but we might be neglecting our emotional and our spiritual self. And you know, those are just as important. Personal trinity, body, mind, spirit. We want to take care of all three. So maybe we think it's safer to keep going, to be there for everybody. Or maybe we think it's safer to stay in bed, pull the covers up, or watch a lot of TV, or ignore the conversations that our intuition keeps telling us to have. To be vulnerable enough to ask for help when help is really needed. Even if that help is just asking for people to pray for you, to send you good juju, because you've got a lot on your plate and you're hurting. What if we decide to become vulnerable and look at that pattern? That's a shadow pattern. Being boastful, and I don't mean egotistical where we talk about ourselves. I mean being boastful and doing it all, or being boastful and being angry in the chest, puffing that out, or not asking for help and climbing in bed and not wanting to get out. Those are shadow parts of ourselves. And what if we allow ourselves to pause, be vulnerable enough to look at those shadow parts? How am I continuing to get in my way? I cannot fix this. I can't. I'm trying. There's too much. There's too many people that need me. There's too much demand on me. I can't fix it. But I can feel the tightness in my chest. So how can I then surrender to it? How can we really overcome those past patterns, that childhood trauma or that early 20 trauma, you know, whatever it is? How can we work through that when we are not allowing ourselves a moment or 5 moments or an hour or 3 days, whatever it is we need to do, just to surrender in and be good to yourself for just a little bit? No, and as parents and as partners, and if you run a business or if you're part of a business, it isn't always easy to keep your employees or your friends or your children or your mate or your animals safe. Because they don't always want to. And then how do we navigate that? I'm trying to create a safe container so they're honest with me. But they have their wounding, right? And we can't force it. So how do we navigate that? As a parent or as a partner, that can be so very frightening. You know, it happens so often in marriages where one person's been really unhappy for a long time. And the other person isn't aware of it because there's no communication going on. Not that intimate communication where someone says, you know, I'm really feeling disconnected from us. And then all of a sudden that person's ready to leave because they've had months or years where they've been disconnected and the partner didn't know. And neither one of them felt safe enough to have the conversations that were so important. But again, that's the past pattern. How do we overcome the pattern? So the one mate that was pulling away, how did they learn to feel safe enough so they can tell the truth. And the person that was sensing they were distant, but just kept living life, how do we help them? Or how do they help themselves feel safe enough to have those tough conversations where you might not want to hear the answer? So we just stay busy, or we stay out, or we do whatever it is we need to do. Why are they not talking to us? Why am I running from being open even with myself? Creating a safe container, and I've said this before, and I'll say it many, many times, creating a safe container and being mindful of how we react when someone comes to us or when an old memory of our own resurfaces. How can we create that safe container so we don't feel the shame or we don't let the fear hold us back from working through it, from really understanding that this is going to hurt, but it also hurts to stuff it. It also hurts to feel like I have to be in control all the time. It also hurts to lay in bed and feel helpless. What hurts more? You know, eventually we have to take the Band-Aid off if we're going to heal it. So we really want to create that safe container within. So when something comes up, when we have an aha about our history or a pattern we're running, or someone around us is doing things that are not healthy, but they're not coming to us, how do we then shift that into that safe container? Pausing. Even when we don't want to, pause, listen, surrender, open both ears, listen to our own inner voice. And then we can learn to listen to those people around us without becoming defensive so quickly or making excuses or trying to fix it for them. Maybe they just wanted to let it off their chest, and we get to create that safety where they know it can land there, but we're not going to rush in and fix it. We're just going to try to be in compassion and understanding, but for self too. That's how we get there. Compassion and understanding for self, as well as then for others. And you know, our body is always trying to tell us that. Connecting to our physical body more often, whether we're exercising, you know, where does my body hurt? Where am I pushing it too far? Or just the pain that we're holding in, the tight jaw or the sore neck or the hip or the knee, whatever it is, or the indigestion that's not going away or the bloating. That's all where our body and our soul are trying to connect to get us the messages we need so we can move through it. Remember, our body is always trying to connect us to truth. I have too much on my plate lately, 100%. And I'm absolutely feeling the overwhelm. And it's been going on for about a month. My left hip has been in pain lately. And then it goes away when I do more self-care and try to take a little break. And then it comes back again when I'm back on my pattern of doing too much. So I went to the physical therapist, who I love, this morning, and she was working on my jaw and my neck. Why? Because the hip pain, hip to hip, that's the second chakra. That's the lower back, the lower belly. That area was tight. Why? Because that's the receiving side, because I'm doing too much and I'm not getting help. But what was she doing? She was working on my jaw. Why? Because she knows there's a connection. I could feel the disconnect on my whole left side. And I said to her, you know, I'm feeling off on my whole left side. And so she started to work on my neck, and sure enough, it freed up my hip. Because whatever we are creating in those hips is getting stuck or coming out. So it can come out if we're creating too much work, because the hips are balance of work and play, creating too much work, not enough fun, not enough play, too many to-dos, too much have to, this whole jaw and neck tighten. We're holding, we're gritting. So we want to take care of both. But just notice the correlation. When you start to let go of the jaw, you'll actually start to ease what's going on in your lower back and your hips. So when we're running around doing too much, my favorite saying, and my sister gave this plaque to me years ago, and I have it on my desk all the time, to have courage for whatever comes in life, courage. Everything lies in that. And that means whatever is on our plate, can we handle it? Yes. However, that doesn't mean we're supposed to always do it alone. Maybe the courage is to open up and ask somebody for assistance. Maybe the courage is having that conversation with somebody that you know is pulled away from you, or they're doing behaviors that are dangerous, and allowing yourself to be vulnerable enough to hear them, even when maybe you don't want to have that answer. That takes courage. Or we run around and try to control everything. We maybe think that's safer. Or we run around angry and controlling. We think it's safer. Remember, can keep that chest puffed out. We can stay in anger or determination. And those are beautiful. Determination is great. And anger, remember, is a tool to help us see what we need to change. But to run around in anger is not okay. That causes a lot of inflammation in the body. Determination can also be shadow. When we're too determined, we are too focused. We have our blinders on. We want to see what's going on the sides of us too. We want to create a safe container for ourselves and those people we love. And in order to understand, where is this pattern even coming from? How am I going to overcome this old issue, this old pattern, this old trauma, if I'm not slowing down enough to just surrender into it and ask why? Why is it here? And now what's a pattern I can do instead of that? Otherwise, we just feel like we're going to hold it all together because it feels safer. But it's not. That's never a healthy way to keep doing it. Because it's not safer. Because we're losing intimacy. We're losing that connection to spirit, the trust. We get to surrender and look at the shadow. How am I continuing to get in my way? Why am I feeling so overwhelmed? Why do I feel like I have to be the center of my family and they all have to come to me, like this man that I was talking with? How can I look at the truth? Otherwise, I got to fix it for everybody and I'm carrying so many plates. Well, what happens when you keep putting those plates on? They're going to smash on the ground because that's what happens. Our bodies break down. Our relationships break down. We're exhausted. And we just keep trying and trying and trying. Except when we choose to surrender, which we can do at any time because that's what we're meant to do. Doesn't mean giving up. Surrender doesn't mean I'm giving up. That means I'm allowing the truth. I'm going to connect to my higher power. I'm going to connect to spirit. I'm going to connect to my higher self and ask, okay, what am I doing that's getting in my way? I need to surrender and ask for guidance, higher wisdom guidance. And then, of course, guidance from other people around us. But we've got to get out of pride to do that. And that doesn't feel safe until we allow ourselves to tell ourselves the truth. Wait a minute. I'm just asking for guidance. I'm not giving them my power. You know, that's the trick. We sometimes think when we're asking for help, we're looking weak. We're looking like we can't handle it. We're giving them our power. But are we really? Or are we just allowing ourselves to be human, to be in collaboration energy, to be in co-creation, to live in community? We all need to be giving and receiving. It's part of the reason we're here. And this can be tricky because our mind gets in our way. When our mind gets in our way, when we're going to stay crabby because someone is disrespecting us, or we think they are, or we're going around lying to ourselves or lying to others, running from the truth, afraid to face the truth, doing those excessive behaviors outside, like fixing people, drinking, using substances, shopping, TV, exercising over, anything over. Right? Nothing. When something's out of balance, look at that. What am I running from? What do I not want to deal with? Maybe it's time for me to step back and say, what do I want to deal with now? What do I want to look at? But I got to surrender. I've got to be vulnerable enough. So how do we do that? Asking ourselves how we're feeling. Stop. What am I feeling right now? What am I feeling? And where am I feeling it in my body? And what does this feeling mean to me? Where is it coming from? The more we allow ourselves to ask the wonder questions, not from a place of judgment to self, but to really open-end that question. Where is this coming from? How long have I been running this pattern? With kindness and compassion, right? Because we're creating a safe container. We can't create a safe container with judgment and harshness. We create a safe container with kindness and compassion to self and to others. Doesn't mean we're not holding healthy boundaries, two separate issues. But we need to be kind and compassionate so people can be vulnerable with us and so we can be vulnerable with ourselves. What do I need right now to feel safe? What do I need to do so I can listen with both ears? Maybe it's breathe. Maybe it's sit down instead of stand. You know, sometimes when we're confronting someone, we're standing. It's so much better if we sit down. Sit down, different position. And now we can come at it from a different standpoint. What does my body need so I can feel a shift into surrender? Maybe it's just laying down and resting for a minute. Maybe you just need to rest. Maybe you just need to take a bath or a shower or take a walk in nature or look at the stars. We have been in this in-between time. And like I said at the beginning, right now we're between eclipses, but this between time has been going on for quite a few years now. We are being asked to shake these things loose. And it has been very challenging to navigate this for so many people. Just feels like this back and forth energy. It is sometimes tough to handle this in-between time. We don't have the answers. We might not know where we're going. Things are not quite working out yet. And that's where we are right now. And it can make us pretty uptight. It can cause sleepless nights. It can cause worry. Or we can say, okay, what am I not seeing? I'm still going to do self-care. Or maybe now I'm going to do better self-care because this between time is causing me a lot of angst. It's easy during these times where we don't have answers to go into old behavior patterns that are not for our highest good. So that's why a check-in with self is so important, because our minds can go into whatever comfortable groove that it can easily access when we are drawn back into the past or drawn into an unsteady area or drawn into the unknown. The first thing we want to grab is something comfortable. So we'll go into a dysfunctional pattern. It's easier for our minds, right? There's that comfort. It feels safer. However, the only way for us to shift this is to teach it new ways. So we have to be aware of the old ways. We have to understand, wow, this is happening because, or I see my pattern in this and I want to teach it new ways. So first I have to identify what the old way is. Something I learned recently just by doing it myself, something that's been challenging me, it came in an aha. It was something I'm really struggling with. And I had it on in my mind. I was thinking about it too much. And then there was this lovely aha to just imagine it, just bring it up, all of the gunk with it, and watch it just dissipate into the earth or into the universe. Just let it go. Send it out there. This is not my burden to carry. And me thinking about it like I am is not helping me. So take that scenario of the thing that's challenging you, put it up in your sixth chakra in your mind, or even better, put it on an imaginary screen in front of you. Just imagine a movie screen. Put it on that screen. Feel the angst, feel the frustration, feel the, I don't know how to solve this problem. And then take a breath and let all of those issues, let it just dissipate. Let it disappear into the earth. Let it disappear into the ether. Watch it just shift into something with ease. Send it off into the universe. Let it shred. let it go. And every time it comes up, do it again, let it go. This is not mine to fix, or I don't have an answer, so I'm going to send it out there and ask the universe for guidance, sending it off into the hands of something more powerful than me. Give it a try and practice it every day, every time you think of it, until you've now created a new pattern. Remember, that doesn't mean you're just throwing it away and not dealing with life. No, you're asking for divine guidance. You're asking for a solution. You're asking for help. And there's a lot of help out there. We just have to be willing to open up to it. Thank you for being here. I wish you a peaceful week. And I hope you do a lot of incredible, nurturing self-care. I'll see you next time. Hey, listeners, thank you so much for being part of the Soul Speak world. I really appreciate that. And if you're willing, and if you find this of value, would you please follow on any of the platforms you're listening to, whether that's Apple or Spotify or Google or any of the platforms. And of course, I love the ratings if you find this valuable. You can also follow me on YouTube and like and share. And all of that really makes a difference. Appreciate your participation. And of course, I really appreciate you being part of this world.